Masechet Tamid, Parak Gimel, Mishnah Brah, Misa Zacha, Bedisha, Mizbeach, Apnimi, Vaham, and Noira, Hayu Makdimi. The corner that was Zocha, to clear off the ashes from Mizbeach, Apnimi, Mizbeach, on which were Makdu, the Torah that's in the Hechel, and the Disha, and Hamenorah, to clear off the ashes from the Neirah of the Menorah. They would go early to the Hechel before the Shkita's Hat Tamid. Va'arba Kalim, Biyada, Hateni, Va'akuz, Ustay Makpechos. They had four Kalim, four utensils in their hand when they went into the Hechel. They had a Teni, with a basket and a kuz, a pitcher, and two keys to open up to get into the hechel. Ateni doimel itzharkiv gadol shozav machzik kabayim v'chetzi. The teni was similar to the tarkiv shozav. It was a cliche artist called a tarkiv. The reason why it's called a tarkiv is it means trey v'kav. Two kavim plus another kav. It held three kavim. And this teni, even though it was similar to the karkav, but it didn't hold three kavim, it held only two and a half kavim. The kug was similar to the big pitcher of gold. There was a kiton gadol shozav, which was one of the clay shards, and this kug was similar to that kiton. They had two keys. The two keys opened up two locks when they opened up to get into the hechel. One lock could only be opened up from the inside. The kohen had to stick his hand through a hole next to the door all the way to his armpit, and then twist his arm and open up the lock from the inside, and the other key opened up in the normal way. There was another lock that's opened up from the outside, so it could be opened immediately without twisting his arm. The Kohen went to get into the Hechel in order to do the Dishan Mizbeach HaPnimi and the Dishan HaMenorah. They would come first to the northern entrance. There were two entrances right next to the Shah Gadol, the big gate that opened up into the Hechel. Echad B'tzafon, the Echad B'dorm. One entrance was to the north of the Shah Gadol, and one entrance was to the south of the Shah Gadol. As the Shah Gadol faced west, as in order to get into the Hechel, he had to face west. And right before the Shah Gadol, there were two entrances, one faced north, and one faced south. Shebidorom lo nechnas bo adam ba'olam. The pit face to the south of the Shah Gadol, nobody ever went through that entrance. About that entrance, it's explained through Yecheskel Hanavi, as Yecheskel says, Ayomer Elai Hashem, Hashah Hazeh Sagor Yiyah Lo Yipaseah. This entrance should be closed, it should not be open. The Ish Lo Yavo Bo, nobody should go through this entrance. Ki Hashem Elokei Yisrael Bo Bo, Bahaya Sagor. Only Hashem Elokei Yisrael would use this entrance so it would stay closed. As for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to use the entrance, it does not have to be open. So therefore, they would go through the northern entrance. They wouldn't go through the Shah Gadol. The Shah Gadol would only be opened up afterward. He would take the Mapteah to open up that northern entrance. Now, that entrance didn't go directly into the Hechel. The Hechel was to the west, and this entrance was to the north. So first, they entered into a chamber. From that chamber, they would then enter into the Hechel, and then they would walk through the Hechel until they get to the inside of the big gate. Hegia l'shar gadol, heberet ha-neger v'taposchos upascho. When the Kohen reached the big gate, then he would take off the bolt and the lock, and he would open up the shar gadol. The shar gadol would be opened up from the inside after he entered the Hechel. Lo ha-yeshefet ha-shefet, ha-che-shomea kol shar ha-gadol se-niftach. The coin that was shogun, the Talmid did not start with the shkita until he heard the sound of the big gate that led into the Hechel when it opened. Only after that was the coin able to shech the Talmid.